All right, we'll say good morning. Let's go. Exciting daf today. Mem tes. Izu Makoman, right there. I know already everyone's davening has been different, even though we've just done the first mission of Izu Makoman. We'll say that in the morning. Already relating to it differently, figuring out how all the different karbanos are being shechted. So we'll say we left off. So today's 49. We actually left off on Menches Amud Beis, 48b, and we left off six lines up from the bottom. Ashkechan Shechita Ba'ola LeMitzvah. So we'll say here's what we've established. We've established that an Ola has to be shechted in the north. Right? We found that. That's the mitzvah. Kabbalah Nami the mitzvah. We also found that the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done in the north, and that's a mitzvah. Ashkechan Shechita VeKabbalah LeAkev Minolan. But where do we know that we'll say that it's not just the mitzvah, but it's Ma'akev, that Shechita and Kabbalah must be done in the north? It's Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? If Chatos, which is learned out from Ola, we already established in yesterday's daf, that it must be Shechted and Kabbalah must be done in the north. And if you don't, ultimately again, it's Ma'akev. Ola Sheba Chatos Mikocho. If that which you learn out from the Ola has a din of Tzafon, and that din is Ma'akev, then certainly Ola, which itself is what? Is the source, must be done with Tzafon, and is Ma'akev. To which the Gemara says, well, maybe not. Chatos is different. Why? Because Chatos is Mechaper and Chavi Krisos, right? Chatos has the ability to atone for Karis bearing prohibitions. Am Ravina Hakashi Rav Chista Bar Ava. We'll say, but one second, could it be that that which is secondary is more chamer than that which is primary? In other words, we'll both say, what we're saying over here is chatos is learned out from Ola. How could it be that the derivative halacha is more chamer than what? Than the source halacha. So if the derivative halacha of chatos says that halacha might have to shecht in the north, and that shechita b'tzafon is ma'akev, if that's true for the derivative, then it's certainly true for what? It's certainly true for the source, ultimately again, of Ola. To which the Gemara says, is that true? Is that true that we never find a tafel that's more chamer than the ikr? That we never find the derivative law that's more chamer than the source law? Top of memtes. Vahari meiser. We'll say meiser sheni. So listen to this. We know meiser sheni is the tithe that the farmer has to take to Yerushalayim and he's permitted to consume it. It's his. He can consume it as we consume Yerushalayim. We'll say the halacha is, if you don't want to carry up all of your produce, you could redeem it onto money. Redeem it out to money. So Meister Sheni that was redeemed, so we'll say the halacha is, we're going to see in just a moment, Meister Sheni that is redeemed, V'ilu lakuach bekasef Meister Sheni nifta. Supposed to listen to this. Vari Meister Sheni duhu nifta, V'ilu Meister Sheni v'ilu lakuach bekasef Meister Sheni nifta. Supposed to listen to this. Meister Sheni itself can't be redeemed. In other words, we're going to see over here that halacha l'maisef Meister Sheni became tummy in Yerushalayim. Ultimately, again, you can redeem it. Yet, if you redeemed Meister Sheni with money and then bought something else, and that item became Tameh, you can't redeem it. After all, this nan, I will say, watch this. Halakuach bekesef Meister. If, let's say, I will say, I had produce, I redeemed it onto money, I took the money, I bought produce in Yerushalayim, and then what happens? I go ahead and purchase produce. That produce becomes Tameh. Yifta. It can be redeemed. Rabbi Hudomri Kabri, Huda says it cannot be redeemed, but rather it's buried. So mostly, what do you see from here? You see from here that produce bought with money, Meister Sheni money, if it becomes Tamei, has to be buried. Meaning it has no redemption. Yet, Meister Sheni itself, that becomes Tamei, does have redemption. So what do you see over here? This is an example of a derivative law being more chamer than the original law. To which the Gemara says, no. Hasam lo alima kidushase lemitvas pidyona. No. There it's different. This is not a chumrah. This is just saying that the kedusha of the Meister Sheni, that was bought with the Maos Meister Sheni, is not strong enough to be transferred to a new item. When we say it can't be redeemed, that's not a chumrah. That is a function already of the fact that this Meister Sheni is already multiple times redeemed. It started out as produce. It went on to money. The money bought produce. That produce became tameh. That kedusha, that sanctity from the Meister Sheni produce, which is now the second stage of Meister Sheni produce, cannot be transferred onto something else. Its kedusha itself is not strong enough to be transferred. So it's not a chumrah. Vahari truma. What about truma? Listen to this. excuse me, Tamura. Dahari the ilu bekatshim lo chayli al balmum kavua the ilu ihi chayli Tamura. Supposed to listen to this. Get ready for this. So what about Tamura? Both say, what's Tamura? So Tamura is when you go ahead and you have a carbonic animal and you swap it onto, you try to swap it with something else. So what's the halacha? I have an animal set aside as an Ola and I decide, you know what? I don't want to bring that animal. I don't want to bring A, I'm going to bring B. What's the halacha? Vayahu asmua sa kodesh la'Hashem. Both animals become sanctified. So both say, so now watch this. So the Gemara says as follows. So when it comes to Tamura, so the halacha is, let's say it differently, when it comes to kachin, if you try to consecrate an animal that has a mum, so the Kedusha designation does not work. So if I try to go ahead and say that animal is a chatos, but that animal has a mum, the chatos designation does not devolve upon the animal. Yet, interestingly enough, if I have an Ola, and I decide, you know what, I don't want to give animal A, I want to give animal B, but animal B has a mum, guess what? The animal still becomes a tamura. The animal still becomes, so that seems to be a case of a derivative being more chamer than the source. The source is actively making something hektish. I can't make it hektish if it has a mum. Yet, if I try to swap it out for an already kodesh animal, it does become a tamura. So what's going on over here? To which the Gemara says, Tamura mikach kachim ka'asya. So I say, here's the difference. Tamura itself is a derivative of kachim. The kachim mikach chulin ka'asi. We'll say kachim ultimately, again, comes from the kach of chulin. Which we'll say is another way of saying as follows. To make a chulin animal into kachim is a much greater endeavor. To make something into a tamura animal is already, you're taking something that is already kodesh and trying to swap it out with something else. To take something that's already kodesh and swap it out with something else could be affected more easily than taking something that is totally mundane and making it kodesh. Therefore, it is not an example, ultimately, of a derivative being more chamer than the source. What about Hari Pesach? We'll say, what about Karban Pesach? What about Karban Pesach? Which we'll say, by the way, is also a fundamental musr, if you think about it. It's harder to take something that is totally mundane and make it kodesh. On the flip side, it's easier to exchange something which is kodesh for something which is mundane. In other words, let's say, essentially, it's always much harder to go up in Kedusha than to go down in Kedusha. So to take something that's mundane, that's chulin, and make it kodesh, that's an avoda. To take something that's kodesh and make it into mundane, that's a lot easier. So the Gemara goes weiter. So what about Pesach? Hari Pesach to eha inoton smicha. Both say, what about Pesach? Karban Pesach doesn't require smicha. Unisachim and libations. Utinufas chazei b'shok. Or the waving of the chest and the thigh. V'ilu mosar didei ta'un smicha unisachim utinufas chazei b'shok. Now both say, now the mosar of Pesach is a reference to the case we saw about a number of times, which is, I set aside an animal as a Karban Pesach. Then what happens? I lose my Karban Pesach. I lose it. So what happens? I designate another animal, offer it up, and then what happens? I find the first one. So we'll say, it's not a big deal, not a big deal. That first one is treated as what? As a shlamim. It's a shlamim. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. Pesach is also a type of shlamim. But with a Pesach shlamim, there's no smicha, there's no nisachim, and there's no tinufas chazei v'shok. Yet, by the found Karban Pesach, there are all of these things. So we'll say, bepashtos, that seems to be a case of, we're calling it the derivative, is more chamer than the source. To which the Gemara says, no, Pesach b'shayim mosashana shlamim hu. That's not a good raya, we'll say, because Pesach is a shlamim. Karban Pesach is a shlamim, or Pesach during the other days of the year is a shlamim. In other words, Pesach is in the shlamim family. It's just when you offer it up as a Karban Pesach, it has these unique carbonic specificities. But when it's offered up the rest of the year, it's just a regular shlamim. And as a regular shlamim again, it has all of these other obligations. V'bayisim, Rabosai. Now the Gemara is switching gears for just a moment. V'bayisim, Rabosai. The other possibility is as follows. Now remember, we're going back for a moment. Ikuva du Ola, Meach Rashi is pointing out over here. How do we know that an Ola has to be offered up at Safon? And it's not just the mitzvah, but it's the Ikuva. So we're jumping back in this discussion. Amakra Ha'ola. So what's it? Because the Pasuk says, it's really, B'samach es yado al rosh achatos, v'shachat es achatos, bimkom ha'ola. Right? So what does it mean? Ha'ola, bimkomatehe. The ola must always be offered up in its place. In its place is a reference to what? is a reference to the north. To which the Gemara says, "Bimkoma tehei asham in on the bayit safon." How do I know that an asham has to be offered up in the north? Because the pasuk says the place where you shecht the ola is where you have to shecht the asham. Ashkechon shchita kabbalah minalon. So we'll say now I know that you have to shecht the asham in the north, right? Excuse me, I know shchita. What about kabbalah? What about receiving the blood? Where is that done? To which the Gemara says ve'es damo yizrok. Because we'll say the pasuk says you shall sprinkle the blood. Kibul damo nami b'tzafon. So we'll say, therefore, you learn from here that what? You learn from here that halacha l'maisa, that the Kabbalah Saddam also has to be done in the north. So we'll say, interestingly enough, so based on this pasuk, as damo yizrok, the same dam that the Gemara makes reference, the Torah makes reference to by the Shechita, that same dam you have to be zorek, you have to sprinkle. So the Gemara is assuming that the Kabbalah Saddam, the Gemara is inferring, the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done in the same place as the Shechita, which is all B'tzafon. So now by Ashan, I will say we've established, Shechita is done in the north, Kabbalah is done in the north. What about Mekabal Atzmo Minolan? So the Gemara says, where do we know that the Mekabal himself, the Kohen who's doing the Kabbalah, that he also has to be situated geographically in the north? As well as we had this discussion yesterday, that it's not meaning, again, how do I know? I might have thought that maybe he could be standing somewhere else and just holding the Kli, extending the Kli into the north to be Mekabal the Dam. How do I know that he has to be situated geographically in the north itself? To which the Gemara says, Mekabal Atzmo Minolan, Damo Ve'es Damo. Because we'll say the pasuk could have just said damo, but instead it says ve'es damo. So us es is generally again a ribui. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Damo ve'es damo midematzi lamichtav yishchet to es ha'asham v'damo yizrak v'ksiv ve'es damo es l'rabo es hamikabel. Right. So es rabo says generally an inclusionary word. What does it come to include in this situation? In the middle of a pasuk that teaches me that shchita has to be done in the north, Kabbalah has to be done in the north, the extra S comes to teaching that what? That the Mekabal must be standing in the north as well. To which the Gemara says, Ashkechon the mitzvah la'akev minalan. So we'll say, here's what I know. It's very exciting. Here's what I know. I know that for Asham, the Shechita has to be done in the north, Kabbalah has to be done in the north, and the Mekabal has to be standing in the north. And we'll say, so I know this is the mitzvah. From where do I know ultimately again that it's not just the mitzvah, but it's ultimately again ma'akev as well? It's ultimately ma'akev as well. Okay, we'll get to the halach in just a bit. It's ultimately ma'akev as well. Minolon. So the Gemara says, krach yunaksiv. In reality, there's another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? V'shachat. So the pasuk Rabbi Yosei says, v'shachat es hakeves bimkom asha yishchat es achatas ve'es ha'ola. So the pasuk says. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi. V'shachat es hakeves ba'asham mitzorah k'siv. And we'll say, this pasuk is by the asham mitzorah. Right? This is by the asham offering of the mitzorah, Rashi says. V'shana ha'kasav alav la'akev. They both say, now, interestingly enough, so the Torah says by the asham mitzorah that you have to shecht it b'makom asha yishchat es hachatos v'es ha'ola. Then I will say, now we already know the chatos and Allah already shechted, but Safon already shechted in the north. So Torah goes out of its way to say that the Asham Torah has to be stayed in the north. Now here's the problem. The Torah already taught me that the Asham is offered up in the north. I already know that. So why does the Torah feel compelled to repeat this halacha again by Asham Mitzorah? In other words, I already know it. So why do you have to state it again by Asham Mitzorah? So the Gemara says, so the assumption is, why is it stating it again, Rabbi Yosei? To tell me that not only is it a mitzvah to shecht in the north, but what? It's le'ikuvah. It's ma'akev. It's ma'akev that if you don't, the carbon is pasul. So the Gemara says, v'hai l'hach yudasa, is that what that pasuk is used for? So hayim yiboy le'vichidisanya. We actually need this repetition by Asham Mitzorah to teach me something different. Hayim yiboy le'vichidisanya. You say, ultimately, again, I need this pasuk for another braisa. Davar shahaya bichlal, v'yatsa lidon v'davar hachadash. So we'll say, watch this. Teaches me as follows. Something that was part of the klal, v'yatsa lidon v'davar hachadash. And I will say, then it's separated, or it's stated separately, in order to go ahead and teach me something different, something new. Iyata rashay lachziro lichlalo. We'll say, you can't go back then and include it in the general principle. Until the Torah itself returns it back to the class. So we'll say, So again, the Gemara is teaching me a principle. So now it's part of the klal, general statement, and then the Torah separates in order to teach me something unique. You can't then return that unique concept back to the klal until the Torah itself returns it back. Okay, so let's give an example of this. Vishachat es hakeves b'makom asher yishchat es hachatos ve'es ha'ola. B'makom ha'kodesh, right? Ki kechatos ke'asham. Supposedly, now watch this. So this is by the Asham Metzora. So the Gemara says as follows. Now, here's the interesting question. Why does the Torah have to say Kichatas Hashem? Supposedly, the Pasuk reads in a very strange way. Let me read it to you again. So you shall shecht the keves. The keves over here are reference to what? The Asham Metzora. Right, the asham that the metzora brings as part of his purification process. So bimkom asher yishchat es achatas ve'es ha'ola bimkom hakodesh. You shall shecht the asham of the metzora in the place where you shecht the chatas and the asham. Excuse me, the ola and the chatas. Okay. Now both saying that already is unique. Why? Because l'maisa again, it's an asham. We already established that asham is shechted in the north, like the chatas and like the ola. Yet the Torah feels the need to repeat it again over here. That's not such a problem. What do we do with that repetition? Rabbi say, what do we do with that repetition? Right? So, right, the kuva. So we say that repetition teaches me that not only is asham shechted in the north for mitzvah, but it's ma'akiv. Okay, but here's the problem. It goes on, and it says, ki kichatas ha'ashamu. Because ultimately, again, this carbon, this asham of the Metzora, is like the chatas and the asham. So the Shaila will say, of course, is what? Why do I need that second phrase? Why do I need to be told that the asham Metzora is again like the chatas and the asham? Matam lomer kichatas ha'asham. Watch this, Rabbi say, this is amazing. Lefishi yatsa asham Metzora lidom b'davra chadosh. Shabbos say, because the Torah tells me that the Asham Metzora has a unique novelty. What's the unique novelty? Bebohen Yad, Ubohen Regel, Va'ozen Yemanis. See, Shabbos say, the Asham Metzora, unlike any other Asham, or unlike any other carbon for that matter, has blood applications on a person. See, Shabbos say, normally carbonos have blood applications. Where are the blood applications? On the Mizbeach. The Asham Metzora has blood applications on a person. That's a unique novelty. So I would have thought as follows. Once it's good, the Asham Metzora is unique in its blood applications. So therefore, again, I might have thought that maybe Asham Metzora. So once you're telling me that Asham Metzora has blood applications on a person, I would have thought that what? It has blood applications on the person and not what? And none of them is Beach. None of them is Beach. Therefore, again, Talmud Lomar, Kichatas Ha'ashamu. Therefore, I will say the Pasuk concludes the second phrase, Kichatas Ha'asham, to teach me what? To teach me, Talmud Kichatas Ha'asham, Ma Chatas Tu'una Matan Damim Ve'imur L'Gabim Mizbeach, Af Asham Mitzora Ta'un Matan Damim Ve'imur L'Gabim Mizbeach. Both say to teach you that what? Just even though the Asham Mitzora requires blood applications on a person, Kichatas Ha'asham, the Asham Mitzora is treated like the Chatas, namely, that there are blood applications on the Mizbeach as well. I, Imkain, Nichtov Bahai, below Nichtov Bahai. If that's the case, then why not just write it ultimately again? So you say, if that's the case, then why not just go ahead and write these halachos by Asham Metzora, and you don't have to write it by other Ashamos. So let's take a step back for just a moment. Look at Rashi. Lichtov shchitas tzafan ba'asham Metzora, velo nichtov gabe zos terasa asham, v'nigmar klalomiyeh. So we'll say, I don't understand. So let's take a step back. So why don't you just go ahead and teach the halacha of tzafon by Asham Metzora, and not treat it, and not teach it elsewhere. And if it applies to Asham Metzora, we'll say, which is what? Which already has, it's all of these unique, one unique novelty, and then it has blood applications on a person, but also requires blood applications on the Mizbeach, and has a din of Tzafon, I call it out from there to all other Ashamos as well. Why the need to teach it also by other Ashamos? To which the Gemara says, Hanicha yisvira lan yatsa lidon, bedavar achadosh. So we'll say this works well as follows. So hanicha, so that's fine, meaning that assertion or that approach could work fine. Isvirolan, if you hold, yotza lidon bedavar achadosh, ihu hu delo gamar michlolo. Turn the page. Avaklolo gomer minei. So we'll say, listen to this. So if you hold that halacha lemaisa, when you have something that is a novelty, when you have something that's a novelty, as we just said before, so once that object, or once that halacha is a novelty, you can't go back and group it with the rest of the group. So you can't group the novelty, regroup the novelty with the rest of the group, but what? You can learn out the rest of the group from the novelty. Gomer minei letzafer. As I will say, that's another way of saying it as follows. Asham Metzora is an Asham, in the Asham family, but it's clearly singled out from the Asham family. For what purpose? Because it's unique. Why is it unique? It has blood applications, ultimately, again, on a person. Also on the Mizbeach, but on a person. So we'll say, therefore, again, once Asham Metzora is isolated from the rest of the Ashamas, it's unique, I can't then go back and lump Asham Metzora with the rest of the Ashamas. But what can I do? I can go ahead and learn out the dinim of other Ashamos, of the klal, ultimately again from Asham Metzora. If you take that approach, then in Achinami, the Torah could just go ahead and write Tzofel, where by Asham Metzora, and I can learn out all the other Ashamos from Asham Metzora. Shapir, Ela Isvira Lon, Delo Hu Gamar Michlalo, Velo Klalo Gamar Minei, Hailu Gufei Itztrich. So what's if it ultimately, again, if halacha lemaisa, you hold that not only could Asher Metzora not be grouped back with the klal, but the klal can't learn out anything from Asher Metzora, then ultimately I understand why I'm going to need both psukim, to which the Gemara says, no. Kevan dahadre ahadre. We'll say, look at Rashi. Kevan dahadre, it's the second short line in Rashi. Uksiv ki kechata sa Asham hu kedin chatos kein din Asham. But we'll say, here's the difference. The Pasuk went ahead and regrouped. Meaning, even though Asher Metzora was singled out, that very same Pasuk regroups Asher Metzora back into the cloud. That's Kichatas Ha'asham. Ahadre Rashi says, Lichlalo bein lamatan damin, bein l'shchitas tzafon, velo hayat tzarech lichtov bo shchitas tzafon ela li'ikuva. So we'll say, here's the difference. The Pasuk itself regroups or reclaims Asher Metzora back into the group. So therefore, on a technical level, the Torah did not have to write the din of tzafon by Asher Metzora because it could have been very easily learned out from the other karbanos. Why? So we're back, we're kind of a little bit back to the beginning. So why does it restate it? We'll say for one simple reason, which is to teach you that tzafon by Asham is not simply a mitzvah, but rather what? It is la'akev. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, Amar le'mar tzorch b'reidra amari le'ravina. Ima, well, why don't you say, well, we're not finished. Why don't you say, ki ahadre kra le'gabe matan damen ve'emurin de'boi kuhuna. We'll say, maybe, when the Torah goes ahead and adds in that extra phrase, kichata sa'asham, by Asham Metzora, which is there clearly to what? To regroup Asham Metzora back into the general karbanic family, maybe it's only coming to regroup it for what? Matan damen ve'imurin, things like blood applications, burning of the limbs, things that require kohanim. Ava shchita delo baikuna, lo mi bait safon. There was something like shchita, which by definition, what? Doesn't require kuhuna. Maybe again, doesn't require itself. In other words, we're both saying, maybe, we're assuming that in that last phrase, in the pasuk of the Asham Metzora, kichata sa'asham, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is reclaiming Asham Metzora back into the general karbanic family. So interestingly enough, it was really fascinating. So Asham Metzora singled out, right? Because it has a unique karbanic aspect of the blood applications on a person, on a Metzora. But then the Torah Kedosha goes back and reclaims it back into the general group of karbanos. So you're suggesting maybe that reclamation, is that a word? Reclamation? Yeah. Maybe that reclamation of Asham Metzora ultimately, again, is only for what? Only for certain avodos which require kohanim, but for avodos like shechita which don't require kohanim, Asher Metzora is not reclaimed. If that's the case, then maybe there is no obligation of shechita b'tzafon by an Asher Metzora. To which the Gemara says, "Well, imkein neimakra ki kichatosu." Well, say if that's the case, then just say kichatos. My kichatos ha'asham. Why does it have to say kichatos ha'asham? Kishar ashamos yihia. Ultimately, again, to teach me that Asher Metzora b'osai is like all other Ashamos. Namely what? Or isn't that all other, just like all other Ashamos also require what? Shechita b'tzafon, so too Asham Metzora requires Shechita b'tzafon as well. Look at Rashi, almost right across. Kishar Ashamos Yiyah, Hilchach le'inyon Tzafon, Nam Yahadre, So we'll say it turns out that from this one pasuk we're learning out that there is shechita b'tzafon and asher metzora. By the way, the redundancy by asher metzora teaches me that in general by hashamos, not only is there a din of shechita b'tzafon, but what? It's ma'akeh, incredible. So which the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, so here's the shayla. Ultimately, again, why do I need the comparison between Asher Metzora, both like the Chatas and Ola? So Rav Zvosi, remember again, the beginning of the pasuk is b'makom asher yishchetu esa Ola. I'm sorry, v'shachat esa keves b'mkom asher yishchat esa Chatas ve'esa Ola. So we'll say, obviously, what is the Torah coming to tell me? That the shechita of the Asher Metzora ultimately, again, is in the Tzafon. But ultimately, again, why do I need to compare the Asher Metzora to both the Chatas and the Ola? In other words, one is enough. Lama li lekshuy the Chatas, lama li lekshuy the Ola. We'll say, swatch this. Amali Ravina, it's trich. I'll tell you why. I akshe le Chatas, v'la akshe le Ola. Because if the Torah would have compared it to Chatas and not to Ola, sahava amina Chatas mehechan lamda me Ola. So we'll say, watch this. Now, this is really fascinating. But so remember again, where do we learn that Chatas is Shechta B'Tzafon? Where do we learn that Chatas is Nishchat B'Tzafon? Well, so we learn that from Ola. So that would then mean, so we'll say, now watch, this is really fascinating. So therefore what? If the Pasuk would have just compared Asher Metzora to Chatas, so okay, what does that tell me? Just as Chatas is Shechta B'Tzafon, so to Asher Metzora Shechta B'Tzafon. Here's the problem. How do I know that Chatas is Shechted B'Tzafon Abosai? That's from a limud from Chatas from Ola. I would have thought, therefore, Davar Halamed Behekish, Chozer Umalamed Behekish. So we touched on this principle before. That would then mean that something itself that is learned out from a comparison could then be the source to learn something else out through a Hekish. So effectively, what you would be doing is as follows. I learn out the din of Tzafon, of Chatas, from Ola, and I'm going to learn out Asher Metzora, by extension Ashamos, from Chatas. So we're going to see, we don't like doing that. If you have something that was learned out from a Hekish, we do not like to use that learned out, that derived halacha, as the source for another derivation. Oh, I like that, right? You can't use the derivative as a source for another derivation. So the Gemara says as follows. V'nikshe la'ola, v'lo nikshe l'chatas. Okay, fine, I got it. So I have a better suggestion. Just compare Asham to what, Rabosai? To an Ola. Ola's the source. In other words, Ola's the mothership. Ola is the Tzafon mothership. Right? Because we'll say, why? For a very simple reason. Because the din of Tzafon is stated explicitly by Ola. That's where it's stated. So why don't you just compare the Asher Metzora to an Ola? Forget about Kechatos Ka'ola. Right? Just say Ka'ola. And we're done. To which the Gemara says, because I would have said, Hava Amina Dover Halomeid Behekish Choser Umelameid Behekish. Because we'll say, ultimately, again, I would have said as follows, that maybe halacha l'maisa, what that teaches me, is that something that teaches one hekish ultimately has the ability to teach another hekish. In other words, how many hekeshos, I don't know if that's the right plural, or hekeshim? Okay, good. So how many comparisons, ultimately, again, can you get from one source halacha? V'chiteima mikshe ashriye l'chatos. To which the Gemara says, well, let's go back for just a moment. So maybe you'll say you're better off ultimately going ahead, I think it's a keshos. Yeah, I think that's the plural. Tekishes. So the Gemara says as follows, chitema mikshe akshuli chados, nechale demakish le iker, velo nakish le tafel. So we'll say ultimately again, remember, we would rather compare Asher Metzora to the source and after the derivative, lahachi akshe le chados, the akshe le ola, le meimar, Dover halamid behekish, she'eno chozer umalamid behekish. So I will say, ultimately, again, we really need both the comparison. This is going to come out a little bit later on, but we're going to see that there are derivatives both from Chatas and from Ola that we need from Asham. But the idea over here is we can't just learn it out solely from Chatas, even though, again, the majority of derivatives come from Chatas, because the Torah is teaching us an incredibly important, or the Gemara is teaching us an incredibly important principle. That Dover halamid behekish, Eino chozer umalamed behekish. But say if something is a derivative halacha, the derivative halacha cannot serve as a source for another, it cannot serve as a source for another derivative halacha. So therefore, chatos, which itself is a derivative halacha from a hekish to ola, that's how we learned Safon, cannot serve as the source ultimately for Asha Metzorah. Rava Amar Mehacha. So we'll say, so Rava says as follows. He says that we learn it out from here. So we'll say, now Rava is going to transition a little bit to the power of the Kohen Gadol. Dichsiv, kashayura mishar zevach hashlamim. So we'll say, so the Pasuk says, Kasher Yuram Mishar Zevach Hashlamim Viktiram HaKohen Amizbach HaOla. So literally, again, as he will lift up or offer up from the Shar Zevach Hashlamim. So the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa. So what exactly, asked the Gemara, does this go ahead and teach us? Rashi says, Kasher Yuram Be'emure Parkoin Mashiach Ksiv. Ultimately, again, this is written by the Parkoin Mashiach. Ilios Aris HaKaladosh Deaklayos. So we'll say, if the Pasuk is coming to teach me that you have to offer up, ultimately, again, the Yoseres HaKaved and the Shteaklayos, which is the diaphragm, right? The Kaved and the kidneys. So Begufei Ksiv, ultimately, again, that's written explicitly in the Pasuk. Amrapa Mishum Deboi Agmure Yoseres HaKaved Ushteaklayos. So the Gemara says, "Begufei lo ksiv." So ultimately, again, says the Gemara, but since we have to go ahead and learn out what, because we have to learn out that these parts are offered up on the mizbeach, and we learn that ultimately, again, to siri avodas kochavim, it's not written in the pasuk itself. And we'll say, therefore, again, it's for parakoyin mashiach that we have to learn it out. Lahachi itzterich. Kasher Yuram, Dinehavi Keman de Kasev de Gufei. Therefore, we'll say that phrase, Kasher Yuram, is as if the Pasuk itself explicitly says to offer up the Oseres HaKavid and the Shteak Klayos, in order that what? The Lonehavi Davar Halamid Behekish, Choser Umulamid Behekish. Ultimately, again, we'll say, so the Torah adds in this phrase to make it as if the obligation to offer up the Oseres HaKavid and Shteak Klayos is written explicitly, in order that it not become a situation where the derivative is serving as a source halacha for something else. Why don't you just write it in the pasuk explicitly by the Parkoin Gadol that you have to offer up the Oseres HaKavid and Shteak Klayos, and then you don't have to worry about a hekish at all? Because I'm going to as follows. If it would have said it explicitly in the pasuk and not made a hekish, hava amino davar halamid behekish, chozer umalamid behekish. I would have thought that what? Something that ultimately, again, is learned out in the hekish, could go ahead and serve as a source for a hekish. Vechitema nakshe ashuye, nechale dekase begufe, midakish le akushe, lahachi kasa vaakshe, lenemar davar halamid behekish, in Chozer Umalam Be'ekish. So we'll say all the Gemara is doing over here is just bringing another example of this principle. How sometimes the Torah will go out of its way to say certain things that apparently seem to be redundant, ultimately, again, because we've learned them elsewhere. But when those items themselves, you're both saying, when those items themselves are used as source halachos for something else, if the only source for their respective halachos is through a hekish, they cannot serve as what? As a source for another derivative halacha. So we'll say this becomes a principle, which, again, I don't know if it's accepted throughout Shas, but it certainly seems to be the accepted principle over here, that davar halamid behekish, ein chozer umalamid behekish. Something itself that is learned out from a comparison to another source item cannot then serve as the source for another derivative halacha. So again, the easiest example of this that we just saw is that halacha. So here, the Gemara's example is that there's an extra phrase at the par kohen gadol in order that ultimately, again, it could serve as a source halacha for par alam davar shel tzibor for the seer of avodah zara, because without that phrase, it would be a derivative halacha and it can't serve as a source. For our purposes, the easiest example of this is what? Is the Asher Metzorah. That the din of Asher Metzorah ultimately, again, cannot be learned out from Chatas by itself. The din of Asher Metzorah B'tzafon cannot be learned out from Asher Metzorah by itself. Cannot be learned out from Chatas by itself. Why? Because Chatas itself is a derivative halacha from Ola. Therefore, the Pasuk has to include Ola in here in order that that could be the halacha, in order that that could be the source. So the Gemara says, I'll just tell you two interesting pieces of halacha with this. So the Gemara says, Let me tell you just two important pieces of halacha. So first of all, just the Rambam paskins as follows. This is in Hilchos Psuli HaMukdashin. Just so we'll say, just what we've seen in a lot of these halachos so far is what? That shechita has to be done, excuse me, that Kabbalah has to be done, but I should say, shechita is b'tzafon, Kabbalah is b'tzafon as well. Well, the interesting part that we haven't seen or that we don't seem to have resolution is on what? Where does the shochet have to be? So listen to this. So the Rambam paskins, the Rambam says, Hayo omid bidarum vahoshit yado l'tzafon v'shachat shchitaso k'shera. Halacha l'maisa, if the shochet was standing in the south and extended his hand to the north, he has a very long knife, and shechts in the north, the shchita is kasher. So we'll say, you see, halacha l'maisa, shchita has to be done in the north, Kabbalah has to be done in the north, but amazingly enough, what? The shochet need not be in the north. And that is halacha l'maisa, the Rambam paskins. The shochet can be wherever he wants, as long as the shchita, as long as the act of shchita itself occurs in the north. That's why the Rambam says in the very next halacha, Hayo omeid bedarom, vahoshit yado v'kibal adam b'tzafon, if he was standing in the south, and he extended his hand into the north, and did the Kabbalah in the north, Kabbalah so psula. His Kabbalah tells us. So I will say, what we see over here is, any time a karbon has a din of tzafon, which is so far a number of the karbonos we see. It's the kadshei kadoshim, it's the chatos, it's the ola, it's the ashram. Those are the ones we've seen so far. So again, I will say, shchita has to be done with tzafon, Kabbalah has to be done with tzafon, but the shochet himself need not be bitzafon. Amazing. I will say, now we'll stop over here. I'm going to share with you a short halacha, a short vart on the parasha.